The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will become separated from me. I am the owner of my karma, heir to my karma, born of my karma, related to my karma, abide supported by my karma, whatever karma I shall do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. Thus we should frequently recollect. Taking your time, we settle into a comfortable posture for the meditation now. Eyes can be lightly closed or eyes can be kept open, gazing down in a relaxed way. As we simply notice the experience of the body sitting, see if it's possible for this connecting with the body to have this quality of kindness, as if the heart had a simple, serene, kind smile as it opens to the sensations of the body sitting, making peace with the sensations now, however the body is. Such a simple and liberating thing to do, to take the time to heal the relationship between the body and the mind. Taking the time to be intimate and forgiving with the body, patient with the body, not afraid of any unpleasant sensations that might be here now in the experience of the body. And exploring this very simple question, is it safe to relax? Is it safe to soften the body and the mind and to receive whatever is here, to feel whatever is here to feel, to understand, to connect with whatever is here to understand and connect with? And of course, it's not about thinking about things, but just about a willingness to be close or right in the middle. To feel the movement of the breath, to feel the buzz of sensation throughout the body, And most importantly, to learn how to sustain this present moment awareness, using the body as a training ground, a place where the mind learns how to be intimate, learns how to practice not forgetting. And if your practice needs additional support, you might find it useful to use a meditation word or a meditation phrase. It can be quite simple. So as you feel the breath coming in, you could repeat the phrase, opening to the body just as it is. And as you feel the sensations of the breath going out each time, you could repeat a phrase such as, allowing the body, allowing the sensations to be, something like that. Just as a support for this continuity of present moment awareness. And it's quite common for the mind to wander, planning, worrying, fantasizing, or whatever it might be. This is an important part of the practice, to recognize distraction as just something being known. Not to feel that it's necessary to get tight or to judge, but just to acknowledge that this experience, often it's thinking, this experience of thinking is being known. It's like this now. And if there's a charge that goes with the thinking, then just acknowledge that. Oh, there's this emotion, this charge. It feels like this. So it's just this activity of mind and body being known. And trusting that whatever arises will on its own pass away, especially if the mind remains unattached. Intimate, but not controlling, not attached, not tight. Things are allowed to come and go. And we can always come back to the basic training ground, breathing in, opening to the bodily sensations just as they are. Breathing out, allowing the body to be the way it is. In other words, relaxing. Sustaining this present moment awareness. So we're going to continue now in silence. And now for the last couple minutes, noticing that this quality of being open, connecting with the experience of the body, connecting, noticing the different activity of the mind, noticing how the heart is, the attitude of mind. So we're noticing how this willingness to be present naturally has the quality of kindness. This willingness to include, this willingness to be undefended and open with the experience that comes and goes. Nothing left out. Everything belongs. So in the most simple way, we're establishing, learning to trust this way of being, this way of relating to the present moment that has a lot of integrity, kindness, fearlessness, interest, clarity. And notice also that being present, this continuity of present moment awareness, it doesn't depend at all on the mind having some story that explains to ourselves what's happening. We don't need any sort of conceptual map or story or idea about what's happening or who I am in order to be present.